You turn your Bibles to, remember, thank the Lord to see Coleman's back in our midst. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. They gave him a safe trip there and back. Amen. I ask you to turn to St. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. I'm going to start at verse 1. St. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. I'm going to read down from 1 to 8. When you have it, would you say amen? Yeah. And it says, we want to talk about tonight, pray and not faint.
Amen.
Amen. We have recorded the message, even on our broadcast. This would be considered, amen, number 2, because we have one on already on our broadcast, pray and not faint. But we just felt to go that way up on tonight, amen. Pray and not faint, because you're either going to do one or the other. Amen. You're going to pray. If you pray, you will not faint. If you faint, that means you're not praying. You can't do both at the same time. Amen? So you have to pray. The Bible said men ought to always pray and not to faint. Amen. To pray means just to talk to God. Amen? You don't pray to nobody else but God. Can nobody else help you but the Lord? Amen. Amen. We can talk to people and stuff, but we don't pray to people. We pray to God. He's the Most High God. So pray means to simply just communicate with God. Talk to God. Make him a part of your daily life. Don't talk to him when you have trouble. Talk to him when everything is going good. Everything is going well. Talk to him then. Talk to him when you have trouble. Don't just go to him when you have trouble. Amen. He's not sugar daddy. Amen. He's our Father. We talked about Sunday. Our Father which art in heaven. He's always there. Amen. For us. Amen. Amen. So that's what pray means. Pray means to we just talk to God. Amen. We talk to God. We're going to go on and read. And he spake the parable unto them to this end, that men are always to pray. Somebody say always.
Always.
Not sometime, but always. Always to pray and not to faint. Amen. Amen. When I already expressed that, if you pray, like if you really pray and talk to God and amen, trust him, amen, you will not faint. Amen. Amen. To faint is to become weak, become lack in courage and lack in spirit, become, amen, lose strength. Amen. That's when you become, when you begin to, amen, to begin to be faint. Fainting just like in the natural person, amen, maybe if they don't eat or something, some situation going on with them, they tired or wore out, if they don't go get some rest or if they don't eat or whatever, they may collapse, they may faint. Amen. Amen. You can't go without food forever, you can't go without water forever, but you got to keep on, amen, taking care of what you need to take care of, your body, so you can be able, amen, that you won't faint. Amen. But we're talking about spiritual, amen, fainting. Amen. If you don't pray to the Lord and talk to the Lord about your situations and keep that connection with God, you will become weak. Amen. You become weak. And when you're weak, amen, the devil like you and myself, he would like to get us weak when because he just really shoot the arrow really at you, almost overtake you when you're weak. Situations, things can overtake you when you are spiritually weak. Amen. So, in other words, I pray that you not faint. Faint not. Faint means, again, to become weak, lack in courage, lack in spirit, and you begin to lose strength. Amen. And he spake the parable to them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint, and saying, there was in a city, he's given an illustration of a story, he's that's given parable here. It said, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded or considered man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. Amen. Said, avenge me of my adversary. Defend me or help me or protect me or vindicate me. She was asking, amen. This was a parable that the Lord gave an illustration up. It said, there was in the city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. She came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. In other words, avenge me. He was asking the judge to help her, avenge her, protect her, defend her, amen, of her adversary, amen. And the adversary can be many things. Adversary is an enemy. It can be trouble. It can be opposition. It can be anything in your life that's, amen, that's troubling you, trying to overthrow you. And she began to ask, amen, the judge to vindicate her, avenge her, defend her of her adversary. And it says he would not for a while. For a while he did not do anything. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God or regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continue coming to me, she weary me. This judge is going to really not pay her too much attention. Amen. But this didn't respond right then when she was asking for help. Amen. Amen. And he didn't do anything right then. But because she continued to come to him and she began to weary him. Amen. She began to get on his nerves, so to speak. Amen. Amen. She just keep coming to him, petitioning him about the same thing. Help me. Help me. That's really what she was saying. Help me, help me, help me. And let's hear what happened after the end. It said, and he would not for a while. He didn't do nothing for a while, but it said afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God or nor regard man, said verse 5, said, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her coming continue to me, she weary me. In verse 6, the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And verse 7 said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he shall avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith? Amen. Amen. We're talking about, amen, God will avenge us. Amen. He's used the illustration of how the, amen, the, in the parable, the unjust judge, amen, didn't do nothing for a minute when the lady came to him. But the lady did not give up. She was persistent. She was demanding, you come and help me. I need help. Amen. And that's the same way we need to go to God in prayer. Amen. The devil wants us to just say it's not, you know, nothing happened when I prayed about this. Nothing happened when this situation is steady going on. Don't you know it's a lot of people got stuff they didn't pray to God about and it looked like there's no change in it. You're not the only one that looked like there's no change. But God wants us to simply believe. Amen. When we believe, we begin to enter into a rest. Amen. When you can tell when you believe and you can tell when you're believing, amen, you just go on and say, I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. I'm just going to keep going on with my life. Amen. You keep it moving. Amen. Glory to God. The devil wants to tell us this is not going to happen. I know there's things in my life. Amen. The enemy. Amen. And sometimes the attack is very strong. Amen. The attack gets greater and greater the more you're trying to wait and trust on the Lord. Amen. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. But the Bible was saying, see, hear what the unjust judge said. Amen. Even the unjust judge, amen, said, I'm tired of this lady coming to me. I am going to answer. I'm going to do something for her. And the Lord said, amen, God is more, amen, faithful than an unjust judge. Amen. He that shall come will come and won't tarry. Amen. God wants us to keep on trusting him, keep on believing him, amen, and God is going to do something for us, amen. We can't map out what he's going to do, but we know, amen, he is going to do something for us. Anybody know that God's going to do something for you? Can I get an amen up on tonight? Hallelujah. David said, I would have fainted if I had not believed the goodness of the Lord, to see the goodness of the Lord. David said, I would have fainted if I wasn't expecting God to do nothing. He said, I would have fainted a long time ago. Amen. And some of us, we're holding on because we have expectation. Amen. The devil would like to take our expectation away. Amen. But he can't stop you from believing. He may try to put his feet out to try to block you. Amen. Try to hinder you. Amen. Try to trouble you. But he cannot stop you from believing God. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. For he that shall come will come. You know, the Lord is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Amen. If God spoke a thing, if God, all we need to know is God said it and we didn't say it. Amen. We just need to know that God told you whatever God tell you or whatever God tell me, you got to hold on to it. You got to act like it's happening when it's not happening. Amen. And you know, a lot of time with me, you know, when the Lord speaks something to me, I could go back to God. Amen. I want to make sure, amen, that it was him that said it and it wasn't me that said it, because it don't mean nothing what I say, but it means everything what God said. Somebody ought to give God a praise. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, it don't matter what I say. Amen. You can think something. You can think something. Amen. That don't mean God told it to you. But when God said it, he's not a man that he should lie. Somebody give God a praise. I got things in my life portfolio that I walk through, and amen, God has told me he's going to do this and going to do that, and God is not a liar. Glory to God. And he surely done it. And sometimes you can get so far, amen, in your journey, walk with God in your faith, amen, your faith being tried here, your faith being tried there. You can get so far that your back feel like it's up against the wall. Can you hear what I'm saying today? I'm trying to just teach and not preach, glory to God, but I feel to preach, amen. Hallelujah. I ain't saying I'm going to preach, but I feel, amen, because it's true. Your back can be against the wall. And you know that you, glory to God, you know if God don't come and to rescue you, you know, glory to God, you're not going to make it. Anybody got any situations today that you know if God don't move, you know you cannot make it and do anything to change your situation. So what do you do? I heard the Lord speak to me, glory to God. He said, keep moving forward. Glory to God. God spoke to me and told me in my situation. He said, I just want you to keep moving forward. Don't you look behind you. Don't you look up on the side of you. Don't you look around you. But just keep walking. We walk by faith and not by sight. Somebody ought to give God a praise in here today. Amen. But when you pray, amen, that's what keep you from throwing in the towel. Holly, if you don't pray, you'll throw in that towel. You'll say, I can't make it. You'll say, I quit. But when you pray, glory to God, God gives you strength out of nowhere that keeps you moving on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul began to ask the Lord, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, this thorn in my flesh. We got some things that's like a thorn in our flesh, and we keep seeking the Lord. Lord, would you move here? Lord, won't you move that out of my life? Lord, won't you change that right there? And the Lord told Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Glory to God. You may want to get out of it. You may want to throw in the towel, but there's something on the inside working on the outside. Boy, what a change is working on the inside of us. God won't let you quit. Glory to God. When he know in your heart you really don't want to quit. I don't care how weak you get. God will let you keep helping you to keep on going, because he's got something in store. He's got a plan. He said, I know the plans and I know the thoughts that I had for you, and they're not of evil, but they're good and to give you a expected end. Somebody ought to give God a prayer. God is not out to give you a bad end, but God is out to give you an expected end. So you might as well keep on praying. You might as well keep on praising. Holy, praise him all the days of your life. Somebody out there, give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Said that unjust judge, amen, he even got tired of that woman coming to him, asked him the same thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God don't get tired of you coming to him when he see you trying to hold on with everything on the inside of you. Hallelujah. I don't care if you prayed yesterday. You pray again today. I don't care if you prayed last week. You keep praising and praying that thing. God, Lord, I don't know how you're going to fix this. I got situations in my own life. I don't know what you're going to do about this, Lord. I don't know what you're going to do about that, Lord. But you just cry to the Lord. You just cry out to the Lord. How the Bible says they cry day and night. Do you ever feel like you crying to the Lord day and night? Sometimes your flesh say, I get tired of crying and keep tired of praying about the same thing. But you keep on crying. You keep on crying up a whole shot time to the Lord and watch him answer. Watch him move in your behalf. Somebody out there, give God a praise in here. For the Bible said he that shall come will come and will not tarry. In the book of Galatians, hallelujah, chapter 6 and verse 9, glory to God, hallelujah. When you have that, say amen, glory to God. This is supposed to be Bible class tonight. Feel like I got to preach on me and I'm trying to teach, amen, but it's okay. Somebody give God the praise, hallelujah. That's why it's good to, amen, to be subject to the Spirit and let the Spirit of God have its way. Now, not going no form of routine. People, glory to God, are not getting nothing out of these dead places with routine and form. Glory to God. This is the way we do it. Amen. Yeah, that's the way we do it. If God wants to do it a different way, you have to let God be God and let him do it a different way. Because all our righteousness is a filthy rags without the help of the Lord. And we can't help nobody in our strength. Somebody give God a praise. And it said, and let us not be weary. And let us not be weary. God said, and let us not be weary in well doing. God said, if you're doing well, don't be weary in well doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Doing well means I'm keep on moving, Lord. I'm keep serving you, Lord. No matter how hard it get, I keep on serving you, Lord. No matter how hard it get, I keep going to church, Lord. I keep loving you, Lord. I keep doing whatever you tell me to do. That's what's called well doing. Be not weary, God said, in well doing. He said, you shall reap if you faint not. Hallelujah. God said, you shall receive. You shall receive whatever you asked in God for if you don't faint. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. He said, and let us not be weary. Hallelujah. Weary means to be tired. Weary means to be worn out. Weary means to be fatigued. It means to be exhausted. It means, amen, mental or physical exhaustion. Hallelujah. I think I'd rather be physically exhausted than to be mentally exhausted. But Bible say, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He said they shall mount up with wings of eagle. He said God knows, amen, how tired you get of going through what you're going through. Sometimes it's a mental thing. Feel like you about can't take no more on your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible said, come unto me all that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your soul. God will show you a better way to get through here in this hour. No matter what you're going through, maybe you have worked it, and maybe you have worked it, and maybe you have worked it your way, and your way seems like it's not doing any good, and you're exhausted, and you're tired, and you feel like I'm about ready to throw in the towel. God said, glory to God, come unto me, all that are laboring and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God said, come over here. I'm going to show you a better way to do it. If God haven't pulled you out of it, and he haven't pulled me out of my situation, and he haven't pulled you out of your situation, he gonna show you another way to get through it. Somebody ought to give God a praise. I get excited for the Lord. Come on and give him a praise. I said, did you hear what I said? Hallelujah. If it's not been working for you, and it looks like you can't even get through it no more, seem like you're all worn out mentally and exhausted, but ready to throw in the towel, come on into the Lord. God said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Hallelujah. I'll show you a better way to get through that situation. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Come on, give God a praise. And he said, let us not be weary in well doing. Because you can get weary. God wouldn't say that if he didn't know we can get weary. He knows. Nobody knows like Jesus knows. You can get tired. To be weary means to be tired, to be exhausted, to be mentally or physically drained, fatigued, tired, to the point to say, Lord, I just can't do this no more. Come on, somebody give God a praise. God said, and let us not. God said, don't be weary in well doing. Hallelujah. God's going to honor our faith. Amen. He's going to honor our faith. Even when you feel like I can't take no more, but you stood in there and you hung in there, the time that you hung in there, God is going to honor that faith. Somebody give God a praise. There's nothing that you do for the Lord would go unnoticed. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. They say, let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God said in his time and at the right time. Amen. The right time, your right time could be in 5 minutes. My right time could be in 10 minutes. Your right time could be tomorrow. My right time could be a month later, a week later. Only God knows when your right time. Amen. It's like you're cooking something on, in the stove, on top of the stove, in the stove. There's a certain time that's going to get done. When it's done, it comes out of the stove. Somebody give God a praise. When you're done, when God said a due season, you're coming out. No matter, no devil, no demon, no devil in hell can keep you from the things God has in store for you. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus. I'm speaking these things to myself too, because you have to, amen. We don't just preach the word to others, but we encourage others, and we are encouraged as we speak God's word. For in due season you shall reap. In other words, you shall reap, amen. You shall receive, or you shall get, obtain, whatever that is that you're standing in need of God to do. You know, there's some things that we can do on our own, and there's some things we simply can't do nothing until God change it, until God do it. You can get up and go get you a glass of water. You can move a chair, but there may be other things in your life that there's nothing you can do about it. And those things that there's nothing you can do about it, God is the one that will do it. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. In the book of Hebrews, that's our last book. The book of Hebrews, it's chapter 10. Book of Hebrews, chapter 10, and verse 37. And it says, well, I'm going to say 37, but I'm going to read 35 on down. Everybody have it? Hebrews 10 and verse 35, I'm going to start at. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. I wanted to read that the right way I'm supposed to read it. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Cast not away. Don't throw away your trust or your belief in God. Don't throw it away. Don't say God's not going to do it. Don't say forget it. It's not going to happen. That's what you're doing when you cast away your confidence. The Bible says cast not away. Don't throw it away. Amen. It says which has great recompense of reward. God is saying, because, amen, I'm going to reward your faith. That's what God's going to reward. He's not going to reward, amen, your money, the who you are, who you think you are. He's going to reward your faith and confidence in him. In other words, he's not going to let you down. He's not going to let me down. If he spoke something to you, he's not going to, amen, not do it. He's going to do it. Amen. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. God said, amen, you hang in there, it's a great reward coming to you. It said, for ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Sometimes we feel like we're doing the will. Lord, we're doing your will. And we keep on doing your will. But God is saying, keep on doing my will. God said, just keep on doing my will. Keep moving forward. For you have need of patience after you have done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. Verse 37 said, for yet a little while, God said it, it seemed like in a little while, you know how you tell, you might tell your children, you said, they may ask you for something, and you said, I'm going to get that, and they may ask you, you say, I'm going to get that for you in a little bit. That's how God does us. But we say, Lord, your little bit is a long little bit. He said, I'm going to, you know, every day you're getting closer. Every day I'm getting closer. Every day you're getting closer to your blessing. You're getting closer and I'm getting closer every day. You're a lot closer today than you was yesterday. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Ain't that a good way to look at it? That's how God, he comforts us. He not lie to us. He comforts us. Like you tell your child, I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that next week. First you tell him I'm going to get it, then you comfort me more. You say, it's coming next week. I'm going to get that next week. God tells us in a little. He said, he that shall come, he shall come in a little while. God said a little while. He don't want you to look at a long stretched out there. We can't handle that. Somebody give God a praise. How many of you know you can't handle looking at something way down the road? I can't. Amen. You already didn't walk, feel like you done walked a long stretch for it. If you look at it too long, you'll faint. Don't look way down the road. Don't listen to the devil. Don't look from month to month, day to take one day at a time, year to year. Don't look way down the road at nothing. You'll faint. Yeah. And so will I. It says, for yet a little while, verse 37, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Verse 38, now the just shall live by faith. God says you're going to live by your faith. He said, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. God said, don't draw back in your spirit. Don't draw back from the things of God. Don't draw back from me. Don't go back. Don't draw back to doubt and unbelief. Don't draw back to discouragement and depression. Don't draw back to those things. Amen. Verse 39 say, we are not of them who draw back into sin or perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We are the ones that walk forward. We walk through the fire. We walk through the floods. We walk through believing God all the way to the end. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God. Amen. Amen for those things. Amen. That I believe we about wrapped that up and done. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. For we pray. Amen. Men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Sometimes the devil wants you to faint first. If you ever notice, when you faint first and become discouraged and weak and all frustrated, it's hard to get your mind together to pray now, isn't it? But if you pray first, it'll keep you from going through all that and frustration and anxiety. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord.